deep inside the archives of Sydney University is one of the most important scientific works ever written. While most titles these days are overhyped, this one, written in Latin, truly changed the world.
The title of this book is Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica, or Principia for short, and it is Latin for the mathematical principles of natural philosophy. It was written by Isaac Newton and published by the Royal Society in London in 1687.
For manager of rare books, Julie Sommerfeld, it holds a special place among the hundreds of treasures in the collection. There are only four copies of this annotated first edition in existence.
The condition of this book is excellent. Books at that time were made from very high quality materials, and so the paper is very strong and it's withstood the centuries very well.
Newton is a genius and every page is alive with ideas, but the fundamental idea is the idea of universal gravitation.
It said Newton was inspired after seeing an apple fall off a tree.
What Newton explained to us is that the same force that makes an apple drop from a tree is the same force that makes the moon rotate around the Earth, that gives us the tides, that predicts the motion of Mercury, etc.
And without Newton, it's arguable that humans would never have made it to the moon.
It's almost impossible for me to see something in the world today that isn't influenced by Newton. It's absolutely everything. I'm sure I've, in some way or another, used Newton's laws 100 times today. Not only could we have not have gone to the stars, we couldn't have even conceived of the possibility of doing so. So you have to remember that before Newton, we lived on Earth, and this was Earth, and that was the heavens. But suddenly we learned that this is part of the same world, so you can imagine traversing that gap.
What makes this copy of the Principia unique is the handwritten notes of the famous scientist himself, as well as the notes of other scholars Newton shared the book with.
It's a special experience because you can see the words inked on the page and know that they came from Newton's own hand. It's very, very popular with science students who are entranced by it, and they often come and request it and are simply awestruck, looking down at the pages where we can see the corrections and annotations by Newton himself.
It's just fascinating to look through, and you can see Newton's annotations, you can see a friend of Newton's annotations, and it's amazing to see the script of this extraordinary mathematician and scientist.
Another book in the collection is a book about fish, which has a surprising link to Newton's book.
This one book, A History of Fish, nearly prevented the publication of one of the most important books in the history of science.
At the time, this book on fish blew the publisher's budget, meaning there was no money for Principia. So one of Newton's supporters stepped in and personally funded the book.
One of the most important books in the history of the world was nearly not published because of a decision to publish a book on fish. Is maybe a story about knowing what's important.
This copy was donated to the university from a private collector in the 1960s and has since been digitised for anyone to look up. But in a digital world, there's still nothing like the real thing.
With careful handling, it will last centuries to come. And it's our job to act as steward and pass important texts like this on to future generations. The window that it gives us onto history allows us to know more about who we are, which in turn allows us to progress our own ideas into the future.
Hi, I'm Lee Sales. Thanks for watching this story. If you'd like to watch more of 7:30's stories, they are on the left of your screen. And tap on the button below to subscribe and get the latest from ABC News.